At 10 o'clock in the morning, Ferguson came into our room. I remembered him as a tall and well-built man, but what I saw was a shadow of that great athlete. It was very sad. I could see that the pain had created deep lines on his forehead.
"Hello, Watson," he said with a deep voice. "I see that time was not too friendly to either of us."
Then he turned to Holmes.
"Mr. Holmes, by the words in your telegram, I think that there is no need for me to pretend that I am here for my friend."
"It will be easier," replied Holmes.
"I know, and you are right, but I hope you can understand that I had good reasons. When I married her, I promised to care for her and protect her. I could not go straight to the police. I was hoping that you might have had some experience with a similar case."
"Mr. Ferguson, please take a seat. I am sure we can find a solution to your case. I will now give you some questions, and I want you to answer as clearly as you can.
Ask me whatever you want."
"Is your wife still near the children?"
"I want you to know that she is a very loving woman. I haven't met a more loving person than she is. After the incident, she locked herself in a room and refused to talk to me. She only opens her door for her old servant, Dolores, who brings her food."
"So the child is not in danger anymore?"
"Well, the nanny has been with him day and night. I know I can trust her. But I worry about my poor little boy, Jack. She attacked him twice, as I mentioned in my letter."
"Was he injured?"
"No, but she was cruel. Since his childhood accident, his spine was deformed. But he is a really good boy."
"Who lives in your house besides your wife, son's nanny, and a servant?"
"Two servants, but they haven't been with us for long."
"Did you know your wife well at the time of your wedding?"
"No, only a few weeks."
"How long has Dolores been a servant of your wife?"
"Many years."
"So she probably knows your wife's character, would you agree, Mr. Ferguson?"
"Yes, I think so."
"And I think that I would be more useful in your house in Lamberley than here. So I can start with a personal investigation. If your wife is locked in the room, we will not make her nervous or annoyed."
Ferguson looked grateful. "That is what I hoped for. Thank you. Follow me to Victoria Station. The train leaves at 2.
"One more question before we go, Mr. Ferguson. Your wife attacked both of your children, but she has bitten only the little one, right?"
"Yes, the other one was beaten with a stick. I asked her many times, but she refused to talk about it. I thought that it might have been jealousy between her and the son of my first wife.